This is my second lesson on the subject of telling the story, telling the old story. I heard that old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard that story, and I'm glad I did. We find in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 7, Samuel said to the people, "Stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers." Samuel reminded the people what God had done for them. All the prophets down through the ages reminded the people of what God had done for them. They reminded the people that he had delivered them from bondage. In the Old Testament, the righteous deeds of God had to do with his works of creation, the rescuing from Egypt's slavery, and his traveling with them throughout the wilderness. In the New Testament, the theme is the same, but with a new note added. The age of fulfillment had come. God had invaded the world in the person of his Son. God had really done something big in this world this time. In fact, it was so big that now all time will be dated B.C. and A.D. See how the New Testament speaks of the cross of Christ, not so much as the ugly deed of the priest, of Pilate, of the Roman soldiers, but as the righteous acts of God. The story of the cross is not the story of the rejection of him by the chief priests and Pharisees. The story of the cross is not the story of how cruel he was treated by the Romans. The story of the cross is not the story of how that Pilate could have set him free but did not. The story of the cross is not how cruel the world treated him. The story of the cross is not what the world done to him, but what Jesus did for the world. Then came the resurrection, God's mightiest deed of all, as he vetoed death and showed what he really could do. I am saying righteous acts of God are the basis of the church's message. Certainly, they were the very heart of the message of the early church. The apostles' preachings and the writings of the book of Acts is not a set of spiritual ideas, not just opinions in the realm of religion. It is the record of things that took place, of the mighty righteous acts of God, of his saving grace among his people. This was the story, the good tidings, the earth-shaking news with which the early Christians turned the ancient world upside down. And throughout his history, the church has been most strong when it has told the same glad story, when it has not tried to prove the existence of God, but simply to make known his mighty righteous acts, when it has spoken of Christianity not as something man must do in the world, but as something God has done in the world. Not as teaching just a way of life, but a way to life. Not as good advice, but as good news. The church has been strong when it has pictured the kingdom of God, not as the product of culture and education and human achievement, but as the results of God's divine achievement, as the gift of God breaking through from the outside world. The church has been strong when with authority it has said to mankind, "Stand still that I may plead with you concerning all the righteous deeds of the Lord which he has performed for you and for your fathers." When the church starts here, it will pulsate with power and new life and move through the world with the wonder of its message. But the church is weak when it muffles the music of its evangel, when it says little about what God has done, and it's not sure that he will ever do anything again. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.